Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, September 21st, and today we have a staff birthday. Today is Joel Burke's birthday. Joel is our contemporary worship leader and also he is the interim student minister. And so Joel, we just want to thank you for all the ways you serve Mount Brook Baptist, and we hope that you have a wonderful birthday. As we begin reading God's Word today, we pick up in Joshua chapter 13. If you watch the Bible Project video, they hinted at the fact that this may not be the most riveting passage of Scripture, but this begins the chapters which provide great detail to the allotments of the land in the promised land. Now, one of my study Bible makes this note that outlined first is an implicit judgment and warning in the form of a list of towns and lands that were not taken by Israel. And so perhaps this is just a looming warning to the fact that if we allow sin to continue in our lives or in our midst, and we surround ourselves with Canaanite practices as they did, or we continue in modern day to allow sin to exist around us, problems will come. Okay, starting in Joshua chapter 13 and verse 1. When Joshua was old and well advanced in years, the Lord said to him, "You are very old, and there are still very large areas of land to be taken over. This is the land that remains, all the regions of the Philistines and Geshurites, from the Snor River in the east of Egypt to the territory of Ekron on the north, all of it counted as Canaanite, the territory of the five Philistine rulers in Gaza, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Gath, and Ekron, that is, Avites. From the south, all the land of the Canaanites, from Arah of the Sidonians as far as Aphek, the region of the Amorites, the area of the Gebalites, and all Lebanon to the east, from Baal Gad below Mount Hermon to Lebo Hamath. As for all the inhabitants of the mountain regions from Lebanon to Mishrapoth, Miam, that is, all the Sidonians, I myself will drive them out before the Israelites. Be sure to allocate this land to Israel for an inheritance, as I have instructed you, and divide it as an inheritance among the nine tribes and half of the tribe of Manasseh. The other half of Manasseh, the Reubenites and the Gadites, will receive the inheritance that Moses had given them east of the Jordan, as he, the servant of the Lord, had assigned it to them. It extends from Aroer on the rim of the Arnon Gorge and from the town in the middle of the gorge and included the whole plateau of Medeba as far as Dibon and all the towns of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who ruled in Heshbon out of the border of the Ammonites. It also included Gilead, the territory of the people of Geshur and Makkah, all of Mount Hermon and all of Bashan as far as Salika. That is, the whole kingdom of Og in Bashan, who had reigned in Ashtaroth and Edrei, and had survived as one of the last of the Rephaites. Moses had defeated them and taken over their land. But the Israelites did not drive out the people of Geshur and Makkah, so they continue to live among the Israelites to this day. But to the tribe of Levi he gave no inheritance, since the offerings made by fire to the Lord, the God of Israel, are their inheritance, as he promised them. This is what Moses had given to the tribe of Reuben, clan by clan, the territory of Arar on the rim of the Arnon Gorge, and from the town in the middle of the gorge, and the whole plateau past Medeba, to Heshbon, and all its towns on the plateau, including Dibon, Bamoth Baal, Beth Baal Maon, Jahaz, Kedamoth, Mephah, Mephath, Kiriathaim, Sibma, Zereth, Sharha, on the hill in the valley. Beth Peor, the slopes of Pisgah, and Beth Jeshimoth, all the towns on the plateau and the entire realm of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who ruled at Heshbon. Moses had defeated him and the Midianite chiefs, Evi, Rechem, Zur, Hur, and Reba, princes allied with Sihon, who lived in that country. In addition to those slain in battle, the Israelites had put to the sword Balaam, son of Beor, who practiced divination. The boundary of the Reubenites was the bank of the Jordan. These towns and their villages were the inheritance of the Reubenites, clan by clan. This is what Moses had given to the tribe of Gad, clan by clan. The territory of Jazer, all the towns of Gilead, and half the Ammonite country, as far as Aroer, near Reba, from the Heshbon to Ramoth Mizpah to Betanim, and from Mahanaim to the territory of Debir, and in the valley, Beth Haram, Beth Nimrah, Succoth, and Zaphon, with the rest of the realm of Sihon, king of Heshbon, the east side of the Jordan, the territory up to the end of the Sea of Kinnereth. These towns and their villages were the inheritance of the Gadites, clan by clan. This is what Moses had given to the half-tribe of Manasseh, that is, to half the family of the descendants of Manasseh, clan by clan. The territory extending from Mahanaim and including all of Bashan, the entire realm of Og, king of Bashan, all the settlements of Jair in Bashan, 60 towns, half of Gilead and Ashtaroth and Edrei, the royal cities of Og and Bashan. This was for the descendants of Machir, son of Manasseh, for half of the sons of Machir, clan by clan. This is the inheritance Moses had given when he was in the plains of Moab across the Jordan, east of Jericho. But to the tribe of Levi, Moses had given no inheritance. The Lord, the God of Israel, is their inheritance, as he promised them. As we were recording that passage, I was thinking about all these different names and how I had to record several of them 12 times. And I'm sorry if that was super awkward for you. Just want to say that. Okay, let's move on to the Psalms. Psalm 115. This is a really good one. Remember, this is in the Egyptian Halal, so the praise psalms that were read at feast and the feast of the Passover, and they are remembering God's powerful deliverance. And in this psalm, the psalmist is talking about our God and how great and mighty and wonderful and trustworthy he is. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory, because of your love and faithfulness. Why do the nations say, where is their God? Our God is in heaven. He does whatever pleases him. But their idols are silver and gold, made by the hands of men. They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but they cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, noses but they can't smell. They have hands but cannot feel, feet but they cannot walk, nor can they utter a sound with their throats. Those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them. O house of Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. You who fear him, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. The Lord remembers us and will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, small and great alike. May the Lord make you increase, both you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The highest heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to man. It is not the dead who praise the Lord, those who go down to silence. It is we who extol the Lord, both now and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Let's move over to the Gospel of Matthew. Today we read verses 1 through 19 of chapter 11. After Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in the towns of Galilee. When John heard in prison what Christ was doing, he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else?" Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me." As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. "What did you go out into the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No, those who wear fine clothes are in kings' palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' I tell you the truth, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and forceful men lay hold of it. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if you are willing to accept it, he is the Elijah who was to come. He who has ears, let him hear. To what can I compare this generation? They are like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling out to others, 'We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Here is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is proved right by her actions." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Here in Matthew, John sends his disciples to Jesus to ask, "Are you the Messiah? Are you the one to come, or should we expect someone else?" And Jesus replies in an interesting way. He doesn't say, "Yes, I'm the Messiah," but he says, "Go back and report to John what you hear and what you see." And then he starts with the blind receive sight. And then he talks about the lame receiving healing and on forward. And my study Bible note says this: although Jesus does not answer John's question directly, he implies that his miracles and concern for the poor demonstrate that he is the Messiah, which is illustrated already in Matthew 5 through 9. The Beatitude in verse 6 encourages John not to stumble in his faith just because Jesus' messianic ministry is not entirely what he expected. Let me read verse 6 for us as a prayer. Will you pray with me? "Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of our Lord Jesus." Lord, we pray even now that those in our midst who do not know you would come to know you, that they would read the words of Scripture and that they would see for themselves the Messiah, our Lord. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.